The third section is basically the idea of God's word or God's law. And again, this is very controversial. There are Christians who say we're not under law, we're under grace. Well, the fact is that God is our king. God is our creator. God is our sovereign. God owns us. God has the right to command us. And if we are respectful of the fact that God is our king, then whatever God says, we want to obey. We defer. It's like the phrase, when the king says jump, I say, how high? In other words, we recognize who is God and who is not. We are not God, and God deserves our obedience. More than that, the Bible and God's word and God's paths are not just for private religion. They're not just for worship inside the four walls of a church. They're not just for down in your heart. These words are words that judge mighty distant nations. These are words for public policy. People say, well, the Bible isn't a textbook of economics or international relations. Yes, it is. The Bible is the authoritative textbook for every area of human discipline, for every area of scholarship, for every area of human endeavor. America became the most prosperous nation in the world because Americans learned the Bible in public schools. Now, the Bible has been taken out of public schools, and instead of exporting missionaries and works of charity around the world, we export weapons and pornography and the Marines. The very purpose of public schools, that is, the very purpose of common schools, schools for everyone, and not just tutors and guardians for princes and lords, but common schools for everyone, is the creation of Christianity. It is the creation of those who believe that we needed to learn the Bible. Everyone needed to learn the Bible. Not just the clergy, but the laymen needed to know the Bible. They needed to be taught the Bible. We can talk about this and do on many of Vine and Fig Tree's webpages. The very first public school law in America was called the Old Deluder Satan Act, because it said one of Satan's designs was to keep people ignorant of the scriptures so that they could be enslaved. And so the purpose of creating public schools was to teach people the Bible. Even the Supreme Court of the United States in the early 1960s, when it removed voluntary Bible reading from public school, one of the justices who concurred in that secularizing decision admitted that the purpose of public schools at the time the Constitution was ratified was to teach religion and morality. One of America's most important founding documents, it's part of what they call the organic law of our country, says that religion and morality and knowledge are necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, and therefore schools and the means of education shall always be encouraged. This was Article 3 of a blueprint known as the Northwest Ordinance, which was the pattern or model for state constitutions. As a territory wanted to become a member of the United States, they were told by Congress, make sure that your state constitution is consistent with the Declaration of Independence and the Northwest Ordinance. And so they put in place policies which encouraged schools so that they could teach religion and morality. And they did not mean the religion of jihadism, they meant the religion of Christianity. The laws of nature and of nature's God reflect the idea of this fact that God has taught us his ways, that we know what God wants. We know that it's wrong to steal. We know that it's wrong to kill. God has revealed it not only in our hearts, but also by his prophets, by Christ, by the apostles, in the word of God, in the scriptures. This is what Americans believed 200 years ago. This is why America became the most prosperous nation. We have removed the laws of nature and of nature's God from public schools. You can't teach students that God says thou shalt not kill, or that thou shalt not steal. So students today in record numbers are growing up to become criminals and Wall Street bankers who steal money from the people through the government. We're in a state of bankruptcy and collapse because we've abandoned the original purposes of public schools, as our founding fathers talked about. Further, we have a generation of school teachers or school students who say that law is a bad thing. Law is a bad thing because, well, it hurts some people's self-esteem, it makes criminals feel bad, and there's not really a real distinction between truth and falsity, between right and wrong. What's really important is how we feel, how I feel, how you feel. I have to respect your feelings. We can't criticize Adolf Hitler for killing millions of people, these modern public school graduates are saying. because Hitler was sincere. He sincerely believed that it was necessary for him to kill the Jews to help preserve the German identity, keep the nation secure. It was a matter of national security, and he was sincere. And you hurt his feelings by telling him that he's evil and wrong. We don't want to be judgmental, and that means we end up being lawless. America's founding fathers understood the foolishness of that kind of perspective, and that's why they spoke of the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's why they created schools to teach the Bible and to teach students the laws of God. The laws of God bring about prosperity. The laws of God keep nations and governments from becoming tyrannical. And this is what made America the most prosperous nation on earth. These are the same laws that can transform you into a prosperous and admired person, a person of good character, a person who is genuinely looked up to others by others because you embody the character of Christ.